You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This week's parash, you have the Dal L'Shenes Shel Geula. L'chein emol b'nei son yashev. V'tzeisi yaschem tachsiv v'tzayim. V'tzalti yaschem avidosim. Ga'alti yaschem. The Ramban, others, Rabbein Bachya, go into what each one means, which each of the Dal L'Shenes. And even though there is a sheet that have a fifth kais, our meaning is not to have a fifth kais. The fifth kais is v'veisi yaschem, what we call kais shel aliyo. Right, some say that's the reason. Question: Leo, it's a suffix, so Leo will be machia. But the word Chacham Sofer says that they, since it's talking about Eschem al Arz, Arz Yisrael, you have to understand that Klal Yisrael doesn't live because they have a land. Klal Yisrael lives because it has the Torah. And the last one, the Ramban says, is Torah. That's why the Chacham Shmuel says between the third and the fourth, you're not allowed to drink any kaisis. Because once you reach your Madregu, you're free. You're not under bondage. You got to be Makabal Torah. This way you can take small steps, but once you get to that step, you have to be Makabal the Torah. And we mentioned Shabbos, Chedushim says, V'tzeisi eschem tach siv lis mitzayim. That means from in English, they teach it, I should take it from under the burdens of Mitzrayim, the burdens, the suffering of Mitzrayim. But siv lis also means to tolerate. The pshat is, the gullus is when you tolerate the gullus. That's real gullus. But if you're not soivel the gullus, you don't tolerate it, that's the beginning of Geula. That's what Svasema says. So this week's parasha and other places, that's why we eat the marah, zeche marah chayim. What do we have to remember the bitterness for? So he says, and why do we eat it together? We put it together. To realize the bitterness is part of the Geula also. The fact that we felt it was bitter is a good sign. If you're happy, then it's a great place, America. What's wrong with running to work every day, you know, from 7 in the morning until 8 at night, and tax seasons, who knows how long, Shlomo, right? So we get too used to it. But no, but if you go to, like, Shlomo goes to the Kohel in the morning, then you say, you know, okay, Baruch Shem, I have a little slot of time, I got to get out of there. I got to go back to Geula. Okay, so we'll do, the Chazal tell us, Rashi, actually, that's why we have the Dalet Kaisis. The Dalet Kaisis is connected to the Dalet L'Shen Shkul, as I state in Rashi, Rashba, Mother Rishayim, and so forth. Right? So that's the four cups of wine that we have Pesach by night. So we'll take a certain akud of that thing. Let's start from number one. Beis Yosef Arachayim. Right? And Simon Tov Ayin Beis. Kosar brings the Chuvus of Rashba. Kosar Rashba. Sha'alta. Misha Eina Shaisi Yayin. Someone who doesn't drink wine the whole year. We've heard of such people. Mipnei shemazika. It's mazika. It feels bad. Soine can't taste it. Can't stand the wine. People do that. Mau shiyase kol haseid al pas. Can he make the whole seid al pas? Tshuva mistava. Makes sense. Shekol sheish lo yayin. As long as you have wine, when you don't have wine, right? So that's a different thing, right? You do it, and Ramad says, you can make it on four matzahs, or famous story at the Beis Halevi, where somebody came and asked him, can you make it on, Ramad says, you can make it on Chama Adina, asked him, can you make it on four cups of milk. So Beis Halevi gave him an unbelievable amount of money. He says, why? The Rebbetzin asked him, for wine, you don't need so much money. He says, if he's asking four cups of milk, that means he doesn't have fleishiks, which he doesn't have fleishiks the night of Pesach, so I gave him for the whole meal. So he says, Dr. Rashba, Tzarech Litchok has to push himself, Velasais Karbuda Bar Loi. What does it say? The Lo Havi Shasi Chamra, Veshasi Arba Koisis. He didn't drink wine the whole year, and then he drank Arba Koisis. The Oime Chugranit Side, he used to put Shmatas on his temples, Mepischava Adat Serta. For 7 weeks, he went ahead and he had to put some kind of shmata on his things in order to stop his headaches. Rabbeinu de Garcinin, Rabbeinu Shasa, because the Pischa Chazak Reish's head hurt him at Atzah till Shavuos. V'had Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Isa ben Adarim, the Aruch Gemara brings it that a certain matronisa saw, a non-Jewish matroness saw Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, and his face was very red. She says, I see you like Ravi, he says, Maria, I see you drink a lot, you're intoxicated, and you give psak halacha. She was like making fun. I see you drink, like all of a sudden you see somebody, he's very rowdy, and he's a poisik. He's Paschal Shaila, right? It's known, Rav Shmuel Salanti used to have the fastest Seder in Yerushalayim, probably in the world. The Seder went one, because Yerushalayim, they're always Shailas. So he used to drink the, and he couldn't paskin after Avu Kaisis. He used to make the Seder quick, take a nap, and then the rest of the night, paskin Shailas, Musalanta. So she said to him, how are you paskin Shailas, you drink so much? So he says, believe me, I don't drink. He says, only because I have Avu Kaisis. He says, why is your face so shiny? Chachmas Adam Tayapon of the incident. The Chachma of the person brings out. By the way, the Chacham Tzvi asks a very interesting question. He says, how come he didn't get sick from drinking on Purim? So Chacham Tzvi wants to bring a raya that could, like the Sheet, the Sobein Ephraim, that the din of Chayv Adam Sume is not La Halacha. Right? So Mishem says, since come Rabbi Shachtov of Zera, he shechted him, so we don't pass in that way. But Svasem says, I'm married to Gavard. He says, why did he have headaches till Shavuos? It hurt him. Why till Shavuos? He says, because once Kabbalah Satayr was there, it took away everything, all the problems. Once you have Kabbalah Satayr, then a person has the seriousness. Zoktas Fasem, it's a letter from the Sfasemis. Zoktas Fasem, it's a sefer just came out, we picture your uncle, I have to tell you.
Right, yeah. So I was going to that.
You saw it?
Okay. Yeah. My grandmother mentioned a few pages earlier her biography.
Oh, really? Okay, tell me what page.
She was a neighbor, both in death and in life. She buried next to her victim of the this, grandmother of the author.
This Chishinsky, right? There's a sort of
buried right next to her.
So you can't get ahead of Sam with Gerizach.
Yeah, thank you.
Sam's grandfather saw the Sfasemis. Yeah, so the Sfasemis says over there, on Purim, he got better right away, because Purim is man kabal satayr, like the Gemara says. Hadde kiblu b'mechem, hadde kavart. So I once said this in Eretz Yisrael, so a guy came over to me, he says he was by a meeting of Rabbanim, of Rosh Hashivas, and Rav Shach, Zuchem Vech, was there, and there was a certain Sfardish Rosh Hashiva got up, he spoke in Hebrew. So he asked the question, why did he get headaches till Shavuos? So he said, because he thought Jews were celebrating Zman Cheruseinu, it was a Yom Atzma'ut, that's how they look at it. Then he saw now the whole purpose is Kabbalah Satayra, then his headaches went away. It's not just, they're not just celebrating an Independence Day. So Shach ran over to this Veshiva and he says, Hechiyani, you revived me. And he gave him a kiss with a lot of people. Anyway, Sezok, the Beiseis of Chuvas HaRashba, one has to be Deichik of the one, as they state in Shulchan Aruch. You can't stand it. He has to push himself. Why is that? So one would say, okay, well, that's the din of mitzvah. You have to push yourself a mission. Zog the Mishnah Berurah. Mitnei mazikoi. Let's alone mitzvah b'shtiyasa. Some of us, drink some wine. The wine doesn't taste good. Now, some people, like who are used to Concord grape their whole life, since our fathers, all of a sudden, the whole new thing about dry wine, all of a sudden, this is wine, they can't take it. Some people are opposite, right? I got so used to dry wine now, if I drink sweet wine, I can't take it. Shemitztar b'shtiyasa. V'koyev reishim is b'zeh, and his head, he gets a headache. V'ein b'chal zeh, zok tas l'mishmu, if he's got to go to bed, obviously he drinks, and if he has a headache, like a beautiful, like, okay, he's got a headache. You keep going. A lot of us have headaches a lot of times, right, when things go wrong. But we keep going. He says, but if you got to go to bed, you got to bed, that not. Why is it the Shartzi? And Mishnah Berurah explains so for number four, Kain nearly Poshet Deins, that's not called Derech Cheres. But okay, so it's not called Cheres, because the whole purpose of drinking the Dal Kaisis is to show Derech Cheres. Drinking wine and then getting to bed. This way you drink wine, okay, at least you feel good. Right? It might get you a little intoxicated. So you have a certain simcha. You might get a headache, but you feel happy too. Okay? So the problem is like this. Who says you have to be derchik yourself in mitzvahs? So you see, gufa in Tafayin Gimel, in Hilchis Pesach, lagabe mara. So it says which maras you should eat. This mara, that mara, that mara, right? Umishu choyle or istina. Somebody is sick or very finicky, and it's hard for him to eat mara, right? And nowadays, our mara is not so hard to eat. It's romaine lettuce. But those who were makbit to eat the, like a kiveger gives a bracha, whoever eats what they called crane, you know, the real things. So he says, I guarantee you, if you do it l'shem shemayim, you won't feel it at all. Those of us remember Yudel Solesh, Olav Shalom. So he used to remember Meshveh say, there's a bach I heard, I wasn't there, that he used to eat, because in Kotsk, he's a Kotsk chassid, Azayg Megig Essen Crane, and the steam used to come out of it. He used to eat like a whole kazais. You remember, you know, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, he says, Mutter likach me'ezem min she'arvala, what's better, v'gam yoichol kazais ma'at ma'at, k'dei she'achiz pas, mika din yetzmezeh, and so, im gam ze'ifshah, it's very hard for him. Mipnei b'yus, it's going to affect him, he's going to get sick from it. Akapon yoichol ma'at, let me eat a little, o'yilas, just chew it, Liz Kotamri's Achloivach. And a Hanami, he can get out of it. Like, just chew, feel a little, and that's it. Don't make a bracha. I mean, it's be mevatel the mitzvah of Mara. Why? It's going to get you sick. But that koisis, you have to be doichik yourself only if it causes you to go in Mishkab, that's because of Cheris. So the question is, why is that koisis different? Bechlal, what's the din by mitzvahs? Is one mechuyev to do so much for mitzvahs? What's the din? Kivega Yadua in Chuvis has a shaila where somebody asked him about a girl that the doc, she's not allowed, she doesn't hold down any food. She can't hold down any food. She eats, it's very hard for her to eat. It's tremendously hard for her. She's sick and old. She takes medicines. I don't know exactly what the choyl is, but and she's very from girl. And it's Erev Yom Kippur, she wants to eat. Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah to eat. So they asked Rabbi Kiveger what to do. So he says, send a shliach in my name, that they should tell her she doesn't have to eat. Because she's sick and she doesn't have to eat. Then he says, famous Rabbi Kiveger, maybe she's pot and gansen, maybe it's a mitzvah say she's my grandma. Who says women have to eat Erev Yom Kippur? But that's a different thing. It was not a shaila of pikuach nefesh. You don't need Rabbi Kiveger, god lador, right, to paskin on a kuach nefesh. He was saying is that even though it's not healthy, so why is that? Is that a din all mitzvahs mitzvah bonin? So be'emison the birke yosef the chida on these simanim goes into this. He says, we find mitzvah potim in a sukkah. That's a different thing. Mitzvah potim in a sukkah is because that's not called yeshiva sukkah. When you're having, if you're sitting in a sukkah and there's bees there and there's rain there, it's cold there. So the pshat is that you're it's not called yeshiva sukkah. The sukkah's teishvu, not mitzvah. A person doesn't sit. If he has in his house rain, he doesn't goes to a different room. He finds a different place. He doesn't stay in the rain. You do the maisu with the b'chaim oizah. One time a b'chaim oizah, somebody came to visit him, and it was sukkah. The person came into the sukkah. So b'chaim oizah sat with him, brought him a tea, and then he says, I have to excuse myself. He's old. He was already in his 80s. It's very cold for me, I can't take the, I have to go out. So he went out. A few minutes later, he comes back. He says, I realize, why did I go out? Mitztar is potter in a sukkah. But mitztar is not potter for machnasas orchim. That's a different thing. So the question is, what's the pshat? When do you have to give up a mitzvah, when don't you? So the gedarim, we don't know exactly. But we'll talk about, over here by Dalet Koisis. So the din is like this. The din is in two places. The Ramah Paskins, in Tov Reish Nun Vav and Or Chaim, you have to put it down. In Tov Reish Nun Vav and in Kuf Yud Zayin, I think, in Yordaya, that even though the din is that a person has to give up all his mammon not to be over an aveira, but a mitzvah to say, not only you're not mechuyev, pashas, you're not allowed. Certain exceptions. You're not a mevazveis al yevazveis yesu chaimish. Even though the Gemara is talking about staka, but Rishayim learned from there that you don't have to give up your money, a certain amount of money. How much your mechuyev is not clear. But Shmuel says, maybe a tenth of your money. Ben Hanami, a person has a house, he's very poor, and he doesn't have mezuzahs, so the din is he's taka, doesn't have to spend money on mezuzahs, because mevazos alivazos, or could be he's not louder. So David's saying, don't you see that by mitzvahs to say, you don't have to give up so much. One can make a chilek and say, no, it's not true, because maybe over there by Mammon, Rishayim say, Taka, what's the pshat? How could you compare money to mitzvah? Right? You know, if you steal a mitzvah, you pay an unbelievable amount of money.
Well,
so the Ran, other Rishayim say, Kidei shelo yapil atzol etzibur. So Memel, it's a sheval tasa. That's why some Machreinim, Prima Godem, Kivega brings, could be even an Isra say, which is a sheval tasa, you don't have to give up your money. But what Sam is saying is, what Rishayim is saying is that could be money is different, it's not the same thing, because the money, it's going to fall upon the tzibah. And that, Chazal didn't feel that it's right to put the tzibur to support someone with money. Maisa is, it's not so poshit. This is a big din about if it's stuck, if giving a person money, if somebody comes over and he says, this guy doesn't have, you know, we want to collect money for tefillin. Who says that's stucker? It's not so posh, that's called stucker. Mitzvah, stucker means food, shelter, you know, things that he has to, that he needs. Dai mechzer sheyechzer, it's not so posh. The steer is in it, all right? But anyway, koponim, that's the question. Why is Dalet Kaisis different than Mara? Oh, so let's first see over here that there is a special din. Mishnah, Erev Psachim, Arvei Psachim, Samach Lemincha, Lo Yechel Adam Shetechshach, Afilu Ani Shebisrael, Lo Yechel Atche Yesev, Velo Yivchesu Loi Ma'arba Koises Shel Yayin, Vafilu Minatayimchoi. That a person should not have less than Arba Koises Shel Yayin, Afilu Minatayimchoi. Even Tamchoi. One Pshan, Afilu Minatayimchoi. No, it's even a person who doesn't have two meals. That's what Tamchoi is. They used to give like a soup kitchen. Right? They used to have a food place where Kol Yisrael always had what's called, you know, tamchoi, that they gave people who didn't have money to buy the meals. So even if someone is min tamchoi, so either means we're mechuyif to give it to him, so that's taka, I mitzvah, no one spoke about it. He says, that's a din in tonight's suda. The suda is daral koisis. Part of suda tonight is daral koisis. At the question of why you mechuyif to give him. The guy by tztaka, Rashi, is mechuyif to give him. Rashbam, v'lo yivchesu loy. Gabet stoka mefarnes in the saniim, k'desnan ein person la'ani oivim makom makom. Let's say a person's passing by, he has no money. He doesn't have a what do you call those cards? A cash card. You know, you could go into an ATM machine. Right, nowadays it's different. Person could have a lot of money, but he's passing. In those days, they didn't have credit cards, and somebody stole all his money. He's called a nani. He has no money for food. You mechuyif to take care of him. Alma. Lishu de liyifchasu means a gabet stuck. It's going to gabet. Gabet stuck has to make sure he gets money. V'hu dinami im lo yitnu lo, if they don't give him. For some reason, there's no tamchu in that city. They ran out of money. Achreis, whatever the reason is. Shetzarech sheyachzo b'kol koichai. Right? This is a unique halacha. That achrev, he has to, whatever it takes, he has to try to get dalet koisis. Elochem milson nakshur gin litan loy. Usually it wouldn't happen. A person's not going to have to sell the shirt off his back for dal koisis because the guy bet stucker. But if he's somewhere, right, he's on vacation, he has no money, and he needs four koisis, right? And there's no guy bet stucker in time. Pranavish Rav used to say, everywhere he goes in the world, in his days, everywhere he goes in the world, he sees two things, Coca-Cola and Chabad. He says, there's no place that doesn't have those two things. Now, the Rashbam's mocker is a Gemara. Look at the Gemara. Fila min atamchoi. Pshita. Lo nitzuch. Why not? Why shouldn't a person? Lo nitzuch al fi of Akiva. The oma se shabascha choyl va'al tetzach lebrius. The Gemara is one line. It's a whole simen in Shulchan Aruch. What that means. Ase shabascha choyl va'al tetzach lebrius. That even though Rabbi Akiva said that, let's say Shabbos is a big Indian of oinik Shabbos, could be even the raisa. But let's say a person doesn't have money for it. I say eat Shabbos chachol, va'al tetzar chabrius. Like the Sam said, don't make yourself fall on the people. Right? The people have to support you, and eat a small meal on Shabbos. Don't have something. Even though the Gemara says afterwards, which we didn't bring up here, that something special you should have. Hacha, over here is different. Mishum persume nisa moide. Because even Rabbi Kiva says mishum persume nisa. You have to go and get the dal koisis.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In the rush, the Rishayim go into, what does it mean, al tetzach lebrius? It means to lend, you shouldn't lend, borrow money, you shouldn't go ahead and should do this, do that, how much? So over there it says that the Torah writes that I asked my father, like someone like me, who can't really make it, I don't have enough panas, and this and that, am I including that, or am I mechuyif to stretch myself? How should I make my Shabbos? Should I have it? Like without any Einik Shabbos, and my father wasn't sure what to answer me. He wasn't sure if I fall into that category. So Chazon Ish used to point out the rush was the Gadol Adar and the Torah the Gadol Adar, right? Imagine nowadays you have the two Gadol Adar and they're both struggling to know if they're in the category of Al Tetzach Lebrius. Can you imagine the nias that there was then? No one was able to say, you know, they didn't either they didn't see it or they didn't speak about it. They didn't go around asking people, right? Rabbi Yitzchak Meir. They didn't go around asking people for money, right? It's a Mari de Gazach. Now, comes along the Rambam in number 10. Ne'er Chanukah, interesting. Mitzvah's Ne'er Chanukah, Mitzvah Chavivahi Ad Ma'oid. V'tzarach Adam Lezarba Kadei Lehoidia Nes, Pesume Nisa, Ulehoisif B'Shevach Hakel, which is part of it. The Rambam could be Yadua, learned Tiknu Bahalul Voidah. Yadua the Kasha. Why didn't say in the Brisa, right? The Pshlema, anything about the Ne'er Chanukah. Rambam learned, some of them first learned, that's what Haidah means, because that's how the Rambam describes the Ne'er Chanukah. It's to be Moisif Haidah, or through you making known that there was a Nais over here. People say, what are these candles for? And they know about the Nais. They met Maida to Rabbeinu Shalom, Vaidah al Anisim. So that's what the Brisa means. Rashi learns it means Haidah al Anisim, Betfilah, Bekasomazim. Rambam learned that Haidah means Adlakas Ne'er. So Rambam says, Afilu ein loy mayoychal ela min atzdaka. He doesn't have what to eat, only min atzdaka. He's a person. Shoyel, he borrows money. Moychek sus, he sells a shirt off his back. V'lokeach shemen v'neiris umadlik. Is this a usual din? No, you don't find it in other places. Where do you find it? You find it few places. Ne'er Shabbos, Oynik Shabbos, could be by Megillah, and where else? Dalet Kaisis, we'll see. Where's this come? So look at Halacha Yud Gimel. Arei, she'ein la ela pruta achas. A guy only has a dollar. Ulefon of Kiddush Hayom. He has to buy Kiddush, it's Shabbos. Vadlokas ne'er Chanukah. The dollar is going to only buy him either wine for Kiddush, whatever, Hashem go into, what about bread, if he has bread, doesn't have bread. Vadlokas ne'er Chanukah, or oil for Chanukah. Maktim liknois shemen lahadlik ne'er Chanukah ala yayin l'kiddush yayin. Hoyo v'shnei medivrei sefer mutav lahaktim ne'er Chanukah shesh bazikaron ha'neis. Which is a Gemara. Pesume nisa adav. That's a Gemara. Comes along the Magen Mishnah. Listen to this Magen Mishnah. Sham. Amar Avuna. First of all, the Rambam says chaviv ad ma'od. That's a Gemara. Haragel b'ne'er Chanukah heaven lo bonim tam. There's something unique about ne'er Chanukah. The Rambam, we have a ragel b'ne'er. Rambam could be had a gear, so like some Rishonim, Haragel b'ne'er Chanukah, heaven l'banim tamilchah. Right, Rav Huna goes into what's have to do with Chavivus exactly, but that's Magen Mishnah. Umashe kosar beinu, afilu ein lo mayarchel, even if he doesn't have what to eat. Where does Rambam get it? Nira, that you mechuyif to sell the shirt off your back for ne'er Chanukah. Nira shalamdu memashe nizbar in Hilchas Chametz Matzah. The Rambam says over there in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, as we mentioned, Shafilu ani should be sold. Lo yifchus medal koisis. You should make sure he has dal koisis. What's the reason? The Gemara said, right? Halcha mishum presume nisa. Vata mishum presume nisa. Ah, so what do we see? That when it comes to mitzvahs of presume nisa, one has to sell the shirt off his back. One has to do everything to have the mitzvah. So therefore, if you see that by dal koisis, but that you have to sell the shirt off your back, then what? Then the same thing by Chanukah. Zok the Magen Mishnah, not like you're saying, Gavir, what? Kol Shkein b'nei Chanukah. What's the Kol Shkein? The Odev Mekiddush Hayom. He says, Kol Shkein b'nei Chanukah. Zok the Lechem Mishnah 12. Kosov, you see, Mitzvah Nei Chanukah. Kosov Rav Magid. V'kol Shkein b'nei Chanukah. The Odev Mekiddush Hayom. Which we know is true. That's Halacha Yud Gimel. It's a Gemara. If you have $1, this question is Shabbai Ne'er Chanukah Kirshah Ne'er Chanukah Adav, good. But what makes Ne'er Chanukah more than Dalet Kaisis? What's the Kolshkein? Right? Kosher, my Kolshkein who's there. He Aminin Chanukah Adam Kirshah. Just because Chanukah is better than Kirshah Yayim makes Chanukah better than Dalet Kaisis? What's one got to do with the other? Hainuch the Chanukah of Pesumanisa. Kaminim Begamara. Mashen Kirshah Yayim, right? This is Pesumanisa, this is not Pesumanisa. That's why it's better. Ne'er Chanukah, he's not answering. He's just saying, why is Ne'er Chanukah better than Kiddush Hayom? Because Pesumanisa. Aval Dalet Kaisis, Ika Pesumanisa, Kedekos of Rabbi Magen Mishri brings the other Rambam, which is the Gemara in Pesachim. Vaday Dehevi Kimo Chanukah, say Chanukah. Vim Ken Lo Yilo, Lo Rabbi Magen, Lil Mayadin Mekolshkein, El Mehudin, he should have said like Gavriel says. Not Kolshkein. He should have said, what is it? That it's Huadin. Okay? All right, so on this, we have a famous, let's first see the halacha, and Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Afilu ani 13. Afilu ani mispanis mitzdaka. Yimker malbusha. You sell your clothing. Yilva. Borrow money. Yaske asva. Has to rent himself out. You know, take a be a waiter at night. Right. Bishvil yayin ladalit koisis. Okay. Comes along the Al-Renez, and he goes on this question. Valdvar kalvachoymer. No, so the question is, what's the kalvachoymer of the Magid Mishnah? What does it mean that, in other words, you see from the Gemara, for Pesume Nisa, you have to sell the shirt off your back for Dalat Koises. Okay? So if you sell the shirt off your back for that, who would then? You have to sell the shirt off your back for Chanukah. But what's the kolshkein? And what does it mean kolshkein? Because it's better than Kiddush Yom. Who cares? Okay. Zok the Rabbi Nezer says a Mary de Gazach, and over here, it's the aside of what, why you have to sell the shirt off your back for Pesume Nisa. What? Gemara says Pesume Nisa. So what? This Nakuda is what the Rabbi Nezer says. Val dvar kavachemish or Rav Gamat. Nira li lefarish. Dehi neit soch lehevin. My time koy mekish yamishum Pesume Nisa. You're saying Pesume Nisa. Shabbos also. Eidus al chiddush al oilem. This is a shtickle already. Avinezu Machshavadik and Maraldik, we'll call it. All the newspapers in Eretz Yisrael, they were in Rav Meisha as well. Goyin Machshava. When I hear those words, I get the. In Klarsol, I don't know if they were ever words Machshava. It wasn't called Machshava. It was Goyinim, Pshat, Remez, Jewish side. All right. So it's more Maraldik. Al Chiddush Oilim. Kamosha Oimim, Zeichel Maisa Brachos. Maisa, in Shrus Yankov, it says, such as Ach, and I found a cold boy. We know that the minig is. That we in shuls, most Ashkenazic shuls, make kiddush Friday night, right? The Shari still does it, I think. No, why should you imagine? The Shari doesn't do it. No, remember? Stopped? Okay. But that was the minute. So why they make kiddush? Because the Gemara says to be moitzi b'nei, those people they ate in shul. We don't have nowadays, people don't come to shul and eat in the side rooms. There's no such mitzias anymore. So we shouldn't bother with it. So basically they have limudim. There's a lot of kiyudu. The Goyin says whenever Chazal made a takana, there's 1,000 reasons to do it. So Goyin holds that, for instance, gilui, water that's left overnight. So even though we don't have snakes that we're afraid they jumped in, but the poison, that's what Tai says. Goyin says there are 1,000 other reasons to do it. And once Chazal made a takana, even though the time is bottled, you still have to do it. Okay, the Shem Yisk a lot of places. The Goyin says, I'm married to Gazach. Takana says was that you should eat shum Friday. You should eat garlic because it helps in approvu. So Goyin says a bacher should even eat it. Even though it's not shach for the tam. Chazal made a takana. We don't know what the reasons are. So Rishayim say there are other reasons. It's a refu or this. Shteyn kolboy, it's a piercing to the shul of Maisa Breishis. So Shteyn kolboy. Rishon. Peldika found a Rishon. I didn't see any Achrenim bring him. But he says, it's a maybe El Yerabah. Maybe I did find it later in El Yerabah. He says that the reason you make Kiddush and Shul, even though nowadays we don't guess, is to be Mepharsim the Bereshim. So Yitaka asks this. He says, K'moshon Reim, Zeichel Ma'aseh, V'chiddush Ha'olam Yesh Ma'ayin, is Yosepela, right, Minisum Mitzis Mitzayim. The Bereshim created from nothing. That's already make a Kiddush. We want to talk about Nisim of Ein Yisrael. Alochidish gam ken avur Yisrael. She kibla tayra brachus ein rachus al Yisrael ein rachus tayra b'shul Yisrael shenik rachus b'shul tayra nikar v'chol ma'ase brachus v'tzluim v'aindim. The whole world was sitting there, right? The tali v'aimed at vav seven. She kibla Yisrael b'tayra, like the Gemara says in Shabbos. V'im ken, kiven the arba koises chashuvim persuminisa, shem esparsim im yisis v'am Shabbos nami chash persuminisa, shem farish chivim oil. V'tzoch loimbar. Zog the, it's a mary dika, it's a yidu dika chidish v'na v'neza. Tzoch loimbar. Shaini amitzah shebalel psochem, heim lef, your question, Rav David, lefarsim lebonav u'bnei beisu. Why? Kidiksi v'gadat alvin. That's the purpose. Even though, like Yitzhak Meir said that, Dr. Brickman, what if you're sitting alone? But Lamaisa Torah wanted v'gadat alvin. That's the purpose. That's what Chazal Misakin. That should be more v'gadat to give it over. Masha enkin Shabbos u'rak la'atzor. The purpose is to be mefarsumit to yourself. Oh, so memeila. Hadavah muvin. Alpi masha marati kvar betam Rambam. What's takar pshat in the Rambam? The kol mitzvahs einu mechuyv l'mekar k'susay. Other mitzvahs, any mitzvah, you don't have to sell the shirt off your back. So Ayat Avinei says also, sounds more Jewish, but it's a very good word. So he says like this: Sherei chishev lasus mitzvah. Right? The Gemara says, person wants to do a mitzvah. V'lo asa. He didn't do it. He was an honest. Person wants to do a mitzvah. Mala lava kosov ki'il asa. The Torah, consider like you did it. Father doesn't mean I want to have matzah and I really want to do it, and all of a sudden somebody steals my matzah. That doesn't mean if somebody brings matzahs at 11 o'clock, you don't have to eat it because you did it. It means mala love. You get a schar. You get some kind of schar. So in other words, when it comes to mitzvahs, the pshat is, I have to do the Ratzon Hashem. I did the Ratzon Hashem. So memela, that the Avnezer is saying, he's very mekatzer ki yidua. He says, so memela, when a person is an onus al pi mamin, like David mentioned before, the halach and shulchan aruch, that you're not mechuyev to give up a certain amount of money, you're an honest, because I'll major an honest. You don't spend X amount of money. Yeah, by the reason, shelo yasum atzol atzibur, v'chulu v'chulu, but you're an honest. You're not only nechuyev, you're not allowed to, spend X amount of money on mitzvahs. By the way, just make sure everybody understands, Chafetz Chaim Paskins, v'achzakas teri, you could. So, okay? That's today's pitch. But anyway, Koponim, he says, you're an onus. If you're an onus, right? If you're an onus, so you get the schar. You get some kind of schar. You want to do the mitzvahs. He says, but what's persuma nisa? What's the purpose of persuma nisa? It's not for yourself. And it's your mitzvah. But there's a purpose over here. What's the purpose? To be mefarsamit to yenim. That yenim should know. Others should know. Masha enkein persuma nisa lefarsam achem. What do others care about you? I really want to do this mitzvah. But Lamai says you didn't let it known to other people. Oh. Al Kain. Kiddush HaYom Shehu La'atzmo Ein Chinami. The purpose of Kiddush HaYom is you should know about it, not to make it known to others. Forget. Could be because it's such a great thing, so such a pella, that the first thing is you have to tell yourself. Something that's already not so. People don't want to hear, so you don't talk it to yourself, you know it, but you got to give it to others. He says, Shuv doimel ashar mitzvahs. So it's like any other mitzvah. Even though it might be a persuma nisa, but it's for yourself. If you're an honest, you're an honest. You know, I want to get kiddush. Why do I want to get kiddush? Zechel amaisa brachos. Oh, male, if you say this, bezem muvan heitav akal v'choyme. Now we can understand the kal v'choyme. Kiven dener chanukah is koidim l'kiddush. So he's saying like this. So his chiddush is A, that the reason a person that Chazal gave you a kula is because chishev lasus mitzvah venenas mala love kosu kilaso. Secondly, is by pitsume nisa, you don't say that because what does it help you, chishev lasus mitzvah? You have to be mefarsim to others. Then thirdly, kiddush is called pitsume nisa, but it's pitsume nisa to yourself. Therefore, I don't have to sell the shirt off my back. Now, right? We understand why Ner Chanukah, which is a Pesuma Nisa for others, right? Is Pesuma Nisa is before Kiddush HaYom. Because Kiddush HaYom is a Pesuma Nisa for yourself. Chanukah is for others. So therefore it takes precedence. It's also Pesuma Nisa, but not the Pesuma Nisa. They have to sell the shirt off your back because it's for yourself. Oh. So he says, Ubezeh moving. Therefore now I can understand what Gavriel was said. It should be Hudin. Why? The Lechem Mishas Kasha. Why is it a kavu choymer? Kiven the ner chanukah koydim lekiddush. Why is ner chanukah before kiddush? Either both pesume nisa. The teretz is one is a more pesume nisa. So you go according to the amount of the pesume nisa. Al kocha the tolip pesum lachem dafka because you're being mefarsim to others. Okay, so now let's make believe the chanukah achveis what. Let's say a guy has. It'd be hard to imagine such a case. He has a dollar, and if he spends a dollar now in Ner Chanukah, he won't be able to have dalat kois. Okay, it's hard to imagine have it. But let's say somehow, somebody once told me, the Chanchina Rebbe, Chaim Shmuel, was my grandfather's Rebbe in Poland. So he used to learn 18 hours before Shachris. I was a sheikh to be 18 hours. He didn't daven with new daven. He daven 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And he learned straight through the night, and then he finally davened, then damincha, took a little nap, ate a little, right, and then Mar, whatever, that was a Seyda Yom. He always just davened 2 o'clock, but he was always exact. Chanukah, he came this, so he once came to Ner Chanukah 15 minutes late, and it was very, so the Gabbai, like, said something, Rebbe, he said, what's look, kicks on me, what do you look at me, it's Harish Bear's fault. During Rosh Hashanah, he started singing too much, and we went 15 minutes over time, and I'm still trying to make up those 15 minutes. I finally had to make it up. That's why I came a little late now. I made it up. But anyway, they say Rabbi Belager. Rabbi Anderson told me on the Amshon, but I once said Rabbi Belager was also known. There's a letter in the Chedusha Rim where the Rav of Lublin, of Beresh Ashkenazi, the Ashkenazi Rav, attacked Rabbi Belager because he used to prepare the whole day and be a sandik right before Shkia. And his reason. So Blabeleg, so Chedusharim came to his defense. He says, Avada Zrizis is a more important thing. But to have an Adam Gadol like the Blabeleger, who does all kinds of chanas, it's better to have that. Okay, davening already, it's a different sugya. But anyway, so they say that the Amshon of the Blabeleger, after Purim, was in a big rush to make the Afikoyman by Chatzais. And he's the rush after Purim. So he says, so let's say a guy talk at a dollar, and the question is Dalit Koisis or Ner Chanukah. Which is more important? Oh. So he says, Ubezeh move and hate the Kavachoyman. Kivin Ner Chanukah koidim lekiddush. Akocha tolu feisim. Vim kein Ner Chanukah. Shemenicha al Pesach beis mechutz. Shemefras mekol. Oh, because the question is, what's the pirsum? Dalit Koisis is like a dove. Where's the pirsum in Nisa? Teretz says, the Avinezer says, to put assuming he says within the family, v'gadol b'necha, right? The b'nei beisay, mashenka in ner chanukah is for everybody, right? Whole big shaila if it goes on akum also. If sakoponim, he says like this: the pirsum neis is a bigger pirsum neis. Ner chanukah shemenicha al pesach beisay bebuchutz shemefarsum lakol vaday kavachoymer ma'avakoyz here gavil. And this is your question: lech mishas kasha. In other words, why is Ner Chanukah more? Because you take more than Pirsum and Nisa, because you take the amount of Pirsum and Nisa. So if you're taking the Pirsum and Nisa, Madach Pesach, which is only for what? Mishpacha, Kavachoyma, Chanukah, which is everybody. That's the pshat. Oh, so what do we see from this Avnezer? That in Pirsum and Nisa, there's a different din. There's no Ptur of Oynis, right? So Ein Chanami. That would be, David really would sort of touch upon it. That's the pshat over here. He asked, isn't over here, you have to sell the shirt off your back, you don't have to spend money. Do it, by Ner Chanukah, by Dalit Koisis, you have to spend money, right? You have to go, spend money, I mean to say, you have to sell the shirt off your back. Oh, so even though by Murr, which is a mitzvah, you don't have to give up your health, but you do have to give up your health for... No, it doesn't mean give up your health completely, but you have to, even if you get sick from it, it's mazik b'yusa, you have to do it in order to do the mitzvah. Just like you're mechuyev to strain yourself to make sure you have dalit koisis, because it didn't pursue an isa, that's how the Avnezer touches up, because malach, who cares about to others, about your machshava, you have to do it. Same thing over here, right? You have to go ahead and do it in order to be mefarsamit for achera.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.